In Parshas Ekev, we find at Chamishi some of the most famous words in the Torah, where Moshe conveys to Klal Yisrael what is it, or what it is that Hashem wants of them. Va'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem alkecha shomi imach. And now Yisrael, ma Hashem alkecha shomi imach. What is it that Hashem, your God, asks of you? What is it Hashem wants of you? And the answer is, all Hashem wants of you is ki'im, just li'yira es Hashem alkecha. It's just to fear Hashem your God. That's what the pasuk begins with. That all Hashem asks of you is to fear Him. L'yira es Hashem alkecha. As a matter of fact, there's a famous question, which we're not really going to be dealing with this Gemara right now, but a famous Gemara where the Gemara asks, V'chi yira milsa zutrasihi? Is yira, fear of Hashem, a small thing that all Hashem asks of you is to fear Him? Is that such a small thing? It takes a lifetime of work to even approach any meaningful level of yira shemayim. And the answer the Gemara gives is even more perplexing than the question. In Legabe Moshe, Milsa Zutrasihi. Regarding Moshe, or for Moshe, Yira is a small thing, because he mastered it. Which obviously doesn't really help us, because Moshe was not speaking about himself, he's speaking to Klal Yisrael. And you have to know your audience, and you have to speak to the audience on their level, not on your level. But the fact is that the Gemara seems to understand that all Hashem is asking, according to Moshe, all Hashem is asking of them is a little bit of Yira Shemayim. The problem is that if we read the pasuk a little bit further as we go along, we'll see that that's not all Hashem is asking. Let's read it again. Ma Hashem olkecha shalmi imach. What is it Hashem asks of you? Ki imi liyuras Hashem olkecha. Only to fear Hashem your God. Balachas v'chol dracha. To go in all of His ways. Olahava oso. And to love Him. V'lavo des Hashem olkecha. And to serve Hashem your God. And not just to serve Him. But v'chol levavcha. With your whole heart, with your whole soul. And it continues in the next passage. Lishmar is mitzvah Hashem, to observe, to keep, to guard the mitzvah of Hashem, vessel Kosov, and His laws, Ashnochi mitzvah Hayom, that I commanded today, Lutobla. So really, what is Hashem asking of you? Hashem is asking of you everything, to keep everything, to be the perfect Jew. Not just to fear Him, but to fear Him, and to love Him, and to walk in His ways, and to serve Him with your whole heart and your whole soul, and to keep all His mitzvot and all of His laws. Right? So what does this mean, that Ma Hashem Alkecha, all Hashem is asking of you, is to fear Him? Now, interestingly enough, Rashi brings a Medrash Chatzov that points out that really this is not the only time this happens in Tanakh. Because we find that there's one other person in Jewish history, in Tanakh, who asks seemingly for one thing, but then in fact asks for more. And this is David HaMelech. David HaMelech in the Perek in Tehillim of L'David Hashem Ori that we will begin saying on Rosh Chodesh, on the first day of Elul, where most shuls will say twice a day. We find very famous words coming from David HaMelech. Achas sha'altim eis Hashem. There's only one thing that I ask of Hashem. Osa avakesh. And that is what I seek. One thing. And what is that one thing? Shifti b'beis Hashem, kol yimei chayei. Let me live, let me dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Lachzoz b'noam Hashem l'vakir b'heichalom. But then he goes on to say another thing. Lachzoz b'noam Hashem, to see the pleasures of Hashem l'vakir b'heichalom, and to visit His heichal, which sounds like he's not living there, he's visiting. And then it goes on further, ki spineinu b'suka b'yom ra, yes, spineinu b'seisa olo, that when I'm having a challenging day, Hashem should protect me, and so on and so on. David HaMelech asks much more than shifti b'beis Hashem. So, Rashi brings the Medrash Chatzov. The Medrash Chatzov, in fact, has Hashem challenging David HaMelech on this very point. Hashem says to David HaMelech, Ata Omer, you said, Achas sha'alti b'beis Hashem. I'm only asking one thing, and that is shifti b'beis Hashem, to live and to dwell in the house of Hashem. Only one thing. But then he went on and said, Lachz b'nom Hashem, l'vakir b'chalo, and so on and so on. So what does David HaMelech answer? Amar lefanav, so David says back to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, lo yehaya eved sheva l'rabo? Shouldn't the servant be like his master? Shouldn't he emulate his master? I'm just emulating you. But first you only demanded one thing of us. Shenemar, as it says, Va'atzi Yisrael Mar Shemal Kem Shol Minach, Kiyem Liyur Tzis Shemal Kecho, all Hashem wants is Yir Shemayim. V'achakach Pasachta Aleinu, and then you went on, and you continued, V'mitzvos Harbe, with many mitzvos, Shenemar, as it says, Alechus B'chadrocha, V'lavos Hashem, L'lavos, and so on, and so on. Right? So therefore, says David HaMelech, I'm just trying to be similar to my master. I'm learning from you, Hashem. So Rashab explains that it's not just a cute answer on the part of David HaMelech, but rather there's a similarity between the two ideas. Because it's true that Hashem begins with one thing, and that is Liyira, Kim Liyira Hashem Lekech, which is to fear Hashem your God. But that idea of Yira can't just stand by itself in a vacuum as some kind of theoretical, hypothetical, emotional, or spiritual or intellectual idea. But rather, it's something that has to animate and infuse and energize everything else that we do. And therefore, the pasuk begins or continues after Liyiras Hashem Lekecha. The pasuk says there's everything else that you have to do, but all those other things you have to do is that you have to take your Yiras Shemayim and bring it into that other sphere. Bring it into everything else that you do. So therefore, if you have to love Hashem, you have to fear Hashem, Kim Liyiroso, that you have to take the Yerushimayim and Lechaz Uchadrachav. It has to inspire you to walk in His ways and to do all of His ways with Yerushimayim. Olahava also to fear Him, but Yerushimayim has to accompany your Ahava as well. Olahava is Hashem Olkecha b'chol v'chol nashcha. Serve Hashem with your whole heart and your whole soul, but make sure that you have your Yira with you as you do all of that, as you keep all of those mitzvot. So the idea is that the Yira has to be the theme that energizes and guides everything that we do, which is a very powerful message because, first of all, it seems to suggest that theoretically it's possible to do everything. To walk in His ways, to love Hashem, and to do lishmar's mitzvot Hashem, to keep all His mitzvot and all of His laws, and yet chas v'shalom not to have any Yiras Shemayim. You can have the most beautiful esrog, the most beautiful tefillin, and there's a beautiful tzitzis, and do mitzvot in a beautiful way, and keep every detail of the Chol Shabbos, and all the 39 melachos, and all the toldos, and all the drabanas, keep everything meticulously. But there's only one key ingredient that's missing, is Yiras Shemayim, and that's what Hashem is telling us. That's what Moshe is saying Hashem wants. Hashem wants the Yiras Hashem El Kecha, to fear Hashem and bring that Yiras Shemayim to everything that we do. Similarly, says Rosh Ram, that's what David HaMelech was saying as well. Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayei. I ask only one thing of you, Hashem. I shall live in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. But what does it mean to live in the house of Hashem? Does it mean to live in the Beis Medrash and never to go anywhere? Does it mean to live in the shul and the Beis Knesset and never to go anywhere? Torah tells us that we have to live lives, and our lives are busy with all kinds of things. And our lives are busy with all kinds of experiences and circumstances and challenges. And there what David HaMelech is saying is, Shifti b'beis Hashem kol yimei chayei. I live in the house of Hashem, that's what I really want to do. But then I want to take that Beis Hashem with me. So I'm living in the house of Hashem wherever I am. And I'm living in the house of Hashem whatever circumstances life throws at me, that I deal with it from the perspective of the Beis Hashem. So that where is the Beis Hashem? The Beis Hashem is wherever I am. That's where the Beis Hashem is. And the Beis Hashem has to inspire and guide everything that I do in my responses and my interactions with all of the things that life brings me. These are two very beautiful and powerful lessons. When we take a look at what Moshe says, and we take a look at what David HaMelech says, they really are companions. Moshe is telling us that we have to live our lives in the Yiras Shemayim and make sure not to forget about Hashem when we're doing His mitzvot. It may sound like a very strange idea. How can you do Hashem's mitzvot and forget about Hashem? But we can forget the Yiras Shemayim. We can forget the awe that we have of living in the presence of Hashem. So along comes this instruction from Moshe Rabbeinu to tell us the Yiras Shemayim has to be ever-present in all of our avodas Hashem. And David HaMelech is telling us about how we live our lives as Jews. So we live our lives as Jews by living in the house of Hashem. That yes, we go to shul and then we go home. And yes, we go to the Beis Medrash to learn and then we go home. But we don't leave the shul and the Beis Medrash behind. We take the shul and the Beis Medrash with us wherever we go. So wherever we are, and wherever we find ourselves in life, and whatever Yom Ra, the difficult day that we're having, or whatever good day that we're having, we are dealing with it all and responding to it all and living it all as one who is living in the Beis Hashem.